Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Charles. Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on the Odyssey app. This is episode number 8, as in Mike, 8 inches.
Number eight inches.
8 inches.
Oh, very good.
This is episode number 8 inches on the Odyssey app.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yes, exactly, in the Men's Room Happy Hour. So, you know me, Mike, I get some wacky ideas at times, and I've had one going through my head for a very, very long time, and the idea being this, I don't think it's really airable for what we do on the air.
No.
But when we get emails every day, probably 85 to 90% of them are things that are completely irrelevant, but we have a lot of interview opportunities. Would you like to speak to this person about how to cut your lawn as the summertime grass season approaches?
Sure.
How to weed it, how to do all these things. I mean, you name it.
Right.
Best tips for summertime barbecue. We get all this shit.
This guy right? wrote a book about this thing that
Correct.
Nobody cares about.
Is your kid all fucked up? We got a book for you. You know, whatever it is. So we get these all the time. So the idea being, like, some of these, you know, you don't think that they maybe are going to be interesting. Who knows? So the idea was, and I was thinking about doing my own podcast, but fuck that. I don't have the time. But it was like, it was going to be, I was going to call it, fuck it. I'll take the interview, right?
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what it is. So we get this email the other day. And basically what it says is, it says, we can make your dick bigger.
Cool.
Essentially, breaking down the scientists, the scientific aspect of it.
Welcome.
Just cut to the quick. We can make your dick bigger, okay?
All right.
So I'm like, hell, man, we got to talk.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So this week, we're going to try this out on our happy hour. We're going to talk to, this guy is from, we have him on the line, right?
Yeah, we got him.
He is from Fallow Phil, and his name is William A. Moore. William, are you there?
Hey, yes, I am. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. It's the Men's Room in Seattle. We have questions for you today, William.
Yes, indeed.
I've got some answers for you.
Okay. All right. William Moore, you are the founder of Fallow Phil. Now, this involves your penis. Now, what is exactly going on here?
All right. So we are using hyaluronic acid dermal filler, which is the same FDA-cleared dermal filler that's been used in other parts of the body, such as the cheeks, the lips, the laugh lines, to actually increase the girth of the penis. And we do it very safely. And one of the most amazing things about this procedure is if something weren't to your satisfaction, which that rarely happens, but if you even want it to be reversed, it's very easy to reverse hyaluronic acid dermal filler.
Now, okay. This is specifically for girth, not length.
Exactly. We don't really have a great procedure for length at this time. There's some suspensory ligament dissection where they cut the suspensory ligament so that it hangs
better.
It doesn't actually increase the length erect, so I think it's not worth doing.
What is that?
So wait, it can increase the length if you're flaccid, but not when you're erect.
So you could be a shower, but
we
not a grower.
We do. We do increase the flaccid length because there's weight and there's scaffolding that is put into the penis with the hyaluronic acid. So people sometimes come in and they say, hey, well, this guy in your photograph did get longer. And I said, well, he's not longer erect. He's just longer flaccid, which makes you more of a shower rather than a grower. Exactly.
Does that kill a lot of conversation? Just so as a guy goes in and says, look, I want more length because I don't care who the guy, it could be Shaquille O'Neal. If you offer him length, he's going to take it, right? But when you say it's flaccid versus erect, do a lot of people immediately just kind of tune out at that point?
You know, I have conversations with the guys and I tell them that most women report that length is not important for sexual satisfaction, is the girth. Because when you stimulate the opening of the vagina, you want to stretch it. And it's the girth that makes a difference. And every time a woman comes in with her husband, she always says the same thing. It's not about length. It's about girth. I just did a podcast with an adult film star, and she was asking me some similar questions. And she said, I don't know why guys go around bragging about the length of their penis all the time, because we don't care about length. We want you to brag about your girth. And so at Fallowfield, we're offering you girth, which is what women want.
It was a tuna cake.
Miles, I think we just had an interview there. I've been saying it for years.
You're good.
Now we have medical science to back it up.
Well, I will say, okay. Ted has looked so satisfied with this whole conversation.
Have you ever looked at a guy and gone, buddy, you don't need this. Honest to God. Like, I'm trying to be, I'm a doctor. Like, just fine, man. Like, have you had that conversation?
I do, but here's the thing. So they come in. They tell me that they want to be bigger. We talk about it. We do a consultation. We talk about it. We talk about their what they want to gain. Then they'll sometimes show me their penis because when we get ready to start, we do a before photograph. And that's required by insurance. It's not because we're trying to be pervs. they pull their pants down, and all of a sudden I see this massive penis. And I'm like, dude, what's going on here? I want more than this? And he said, yeah, I want it to be bigger. And so I want to make sure that they don't have body dysmorphia. If they have a large penis and they perceive it as small, that's a red flag for me not to really want to treat that person because I'm probably never going to make them happy.
Sure.
But if they have a large penis and they recognize it's a large penis and they're just greedy and they want to have more, then that's not really my decision to tell someone what to do with their body.
Let me ask you this. I mean, like, I know you're on the medical side, not like the psychological side. But is it just dudes comparing with each other dudes that make it such a big deal about length?
You know, I think that the porn industry has had a lot to do with it. I don't know how old you guys are, but I'm 51. And so I did not grow up with the ability to look at porn. So I wasn't comparing myself to every other penis that these perfect penises that these film directors find to be in these adult movies. I don't think that people in my age group had as much of an influence with the confidence of themselves because they weren't always comparing themselves to other penises that were not realistic.
Yeah, if you want a penis back then, because we're same age, you got to look at like Wee or Swank.
Yeah, you have to find your father's stash of porn, and then make sure you put it back. But you're right. I mean, it's so prevalent now, anyone can see it, but... Does it seem strange to you, or do you have conversations with people saying, like, look, you know, when you look at standard Hollywood, there's a reason those people look better than you. If you're watching porn, there's a reason their penis looks the way it does. I mean, that's part of the reason they have the gig.
Yeah, I mean, so I'd like to remind them that they are picking out the 1% of the best penises with sometimes
yes.
the best bodies
yeah,
that
for
they
sure.
put into these movies. And so I think that... A lot of times guys come in here with a very average size penis, not undersized at all. Actually, I rarely treat a guy that has an unusually small penis. Usually they're average size to greater, but they don't have the perception of that, and they don't have the self-confidence that they should have because they have compared themselves to things that are inaccurate.
Okay. Now, would you ever do this procedure for yourself?
I have had it, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And how many times have you, is it a one-shot deal, no pun intended, or is it like a multiple-step process?
So every procedure that we perform increases the girth by about 1/4 inch. So if you have a 4.5-inch penis that's erect, one procedure is going to take you to about 4.75. The next procedure will get you to about 5 and so forth. I actually don't... Thankfully, don't need a lot of girth.
All right. So, good for you, William.
You don't have to impress
us, William.
All right,
we
believe you.
Woot, woot.
What'd you say?
I said woot, woot. Good for you.
They just filmed a documentary about me. We filmed for the past 12 months. It's going to be coming out on the streaming network in 2026. And I'm naked in that documentary, so you'll be able to see me taking a shower, and you'll know exactly what I got.
Now,
weird thing, or were you comfortable doing it?
Did you lather up a little bit?
I'm so comfortable. Yeah, I mean, I go to nude beaches. I started my process out with trying to enhance the male anatomy of myself 15 years ago. You know, to be completely open with you guys. I did have a suspensory ligament dissection. It was a mistake. I wish that I had not done that.
Is that the one where you have the pump in your testicles kind of thing?
No. That is an implant for someone who has erectile dysfunction, where they actually replace your corpora with an inflatable implant so that people have rigid erections again. No, the suspensory ligament, there's a little ligament right at the top of your penis behind your pubic hair, and it holds your penis up. And so it can be dissected, which is supposed to allow your penis to hang more out of your body.
All right.
So it gives a visual look of elongation, but it doesn't actually make it any longer erect. So that was a mistake. I wish I hadn't done that.
Did it mess your junk up? Did you have a problem from that?
No, it didn't mess my junk up. But okay. You lose some control of your penis because that suspensory ligament holds it stable. So it doesn't stand up as well as it used to.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Your motivation to do that in the first place.
Which is one of the problems that I had with it, and one of the reasons that I don't recommend it. But I also had some fat grafting done years ago, way before that we ever thought about injecting with dermal fillers. So they did some liposuction on my abdomen, and they did some fat grafting. I actually had a really good result from that procedure, but it didn't last. It only lasted for about 6 months, and it was about a $15,000 procedure.
Jeez,
for
wow.
The last 6 months was rough. So then I did some P shots. I've done a few things along the way, but I got to where I really wanted to be, and then I just kind of topped it off with the Falafel, and I have to be able to do it. You know, I can't go and talk about it and promote right. it if I haven't done it.
Now I gotta ask, William, when you're at the nude beaches, you know, do you walk up to a guy and go, "Hey, nice penis, but would you like it a little bit thicker?" I mean, can you do your sales out there, or is that a little taboo to talk to people?
You know, I don't think it's taboo to talk to people about it, but I would never walk up to someone and make a suggestion.
But I feel like,
you know what you could use right there, buddy?
But if I'm at a nude beach and you rolled up to me and brought up what you did, somehow I would still think he's telling me that right. I should probably get this
done. Let me take a closer look at yours, William. Let me see what you've done there.
So you said that a lot of times that it'll be a husband and wife team when they walk in, and you're explaining the procedure percentage-wise, as best you can guess. Whose idea was it for the guy to be there? Is it the husband, the wife, or something they agree that this should be done?
I would say it would be 80% the husband and 20% the wife.
Okay, but on the follow-up, isn't it more important to talk to the wife, based on how we started this conversation, than the husband? As long as the husband's okay,
right.
health-wise and doing all right, isn't the real answer on the other side of that?
A lot of times guys are doing it for themselves and not necessarily to satisfy their partner. A lot of times it is. You know, there's a lot of times that the wife has had a vaginal delivery, maybe two or three vaginal deliveries, and things are just not the same, and there's not as much friction between the man and the woman, and it makes things a lot better for both sexes. A lot of times the guy has just always felt insecure about the size of his penis. You know, when we have people who had the procedure done and they come back and they tell me that they got promotions at work, I mean, this affects way more than your relationship with your spouse.
So just their confidence
your relationship
itself.
With your friends. People have big dick energy.
Wow.
It's a thing.
Do you play the tune during the procedure, you know?
Yeah, I said that one more time.
I said, do you play the big dick energy song during the actual procedure?
Well, I actually have a neon sign in my office that says big dick energy with a little lightning bolt beside it. And then
Lizzo.
I also have a nice artwork that says nice cock, and it's got a rooster.
Nice.
Hey, there's something about it, man. You know, one of the things we hear is someone like David Spade, right? Comedian David Spade.
Yep.
Dude's like 5'4", 5'5", and they're like, man, he's just so confident, he's so funny. And
he's cocky.
One of the things you hear on the side is like, he has a huge dick. And you realize like how much that plays into people's confidence. So your idea, guys getting promoted at work, it's like, not because your dick is bigger, but because they feel so much better.
Also,
they project so much positivity.
Also, those people lose a little bit of their asshole factor, even if they have it. I mean, it's not as bad as it would be if you've got a big dick. You know, it kind of takes the edge off that grumpy person. They're not. They're kind
it
of
probably
like,
does.
They seem to be more happy now. How much does this crap cost?
Well, it depends on how big you want to go, obviously. But the starting price for just a little bit of a change is usually around like $3,600 or so.
Wow!
I've got people who have spent you know, 15 or more $1,000 on it because they want to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger because they fall in love with the procedure. The results are great. It looks great. It's undetectable. And they just like, they just like the results and they keep going. So it's kind of, we can work with your, what your budget is, but we can't make everyone as large as they want to be. Sure. If they're on a very strict budget.
Is there a point, yeah, where you tell someone, like you said, you get a lot of repeat customers. They just want to go bigger and bigger. Is there a point where you go like, look, man, it's going to get out of control. Like, this is the last one I'm going to do for you. We should not go any further.
Because your muscle's going to hold that thing up still.
So, yes. So I have conversations with people all the time. And then they'll email me back in 6 months and say, I look perfect. No one can tell. My wife loves it. I'm good to go. Would you consider doing more? And, you know, I do it because they want it. And it's not causing any damage to their bodies, and it's not causing them to be, you know, have any type of erectile dysfunction. By the way, we've never had a report of erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
So, you know, it's very safe.
Well, that would be the worst side effect. You know, I mean, honestly, if you're there for that, yeah, that would be the side, yeah, effect. You don't want to go there and fuck that up. You know, right, you know what I mean? You do not want to mess up your dick.
We get better erections. Everyone reports better erections after the procedure, and there's two reasons that we think. We haven't done a clinical study to determine exactly what the cause is, but all of our urologists sort of agree that it's these two things. One is we're putting dermal filler into the penis, and it stays there. And so whenever you get an erection, your body doesn't have to put as much blood into your penis to fill it.
Oh.
And so your body gets away with being a little bit less less responsive with your erections, but you still get a really firm erection like you did when you were younger, just because it's pre-filled. The second thing is that when we get older, sometimes we have like venous leakage, and so the little valves don't close to hold the blood in the penis for erections as long as it should. And we believe that the filler pressing against those valves keep them closed during the erection. So we generally have reports of better erections from the treatment.
Wow.
Nice. Okay.
Very cool. How do people get a hold of you there, Dr. Moore?
So you want to go to our website. The thing I love about our website, which is Fallofill, PHALLOFILL.com, is that we are so discreet in the way that we communicate with you. So you go to our website, and there's a place where you can send a text message directly. I've got a team of 8 guys that are working around the clock, I'm talking about through the night, answering questions directly about the procedure. So you don't have to pick up the phone and call an office and expect a female to answer and have to ask these, you know, these hard questions to someone. You get to send them in a text message and respond to them at your own convenience. Sometimes we'll have people ask a question, then 2 weeks later they'll ask another one, then 6 months later they ask another one. We've had people asking questions for 2 years before they came in and got treated. So there is a long nurturing process, but our team is really good at education.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Because awesome. I imagine anyone doing, yeah, this procedure probably is going to do their due diligence.
Yeah, if you ever need any spokespersons, you know, you can always give us a call. We'd be happy to, you know, plug the product for you, you know, a little back and forth.
Well, if you guys want to come to Dallas and get treated, I can probably get you a complimentary treatment.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, that's only, what, a 3-hour drive from Austin?
is the lodge still open with a nice waterfall going down the middle?
It is.
All right. All right, maybe so. William A. Moore, thank you so much. The company again is Fallofill, Phalloffill. Thank you so much for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, you too.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.